Hello everybody and welcome to The Heartbeat. Today I'd like to share with you about living my true self. What do I mean by that? Over the years, you sort of learn yourself, learn about yourself, learn when you're in different situations, how you cope with things, how you don't cope with things, and different situations enlighten to you, bring light to you about your true self. If you don't face who you are or really look at who you are, you can sometimes feel like you're leading a double life. One life in which we present ourselves to the world, to ourselves, we present something different. So it's like, you know, when you go out into the world, you're being kind and nice and pleasant and, you know, talking about the weather and how things are and just chit-chatting. But nobody knows your true self. And behind, in your own privacy of your own room, of your own house, to yourself and to God, even if you're not sharing with God, but everything is revealed before God, He knows who we are. You could be presenting a person who is frustrated, who wants to control everything, who doesn't like their job, who's frustrated with people at work, who whatever, because they haven't shared any of that, and that sometimes it's not appropriate to, but they haven't shared what's happening in their life to anyone. In this other life, when we're at home, we can maybe feel insecure, doubtful, confused, anxious, totally out of control. It can cause a lot of suffering and angst. But putting on the mask as we go out the door, nobody knows any of this. To be our true self, we need to, at some stage, share with somebody. Now that somebody could be our God. Sharing with our God how truly we feel, how truly we're coping or not coping, how we are from day to day. But everybody needs someone to share with, to talk with, to relate with, to have intimacy with. And it can be a next door neighbor. You go and have coffee and they ask you how you're going and you say, not doing well, my knee's playing up today. And it's so frustrating, I can't do the gardening or I can't do this. And you're not like complaining to them, but you're sharing your life. Maybe you can share it with family members, your sister, your brother, your mum, your dad, an aunt, an uncle. Whatever it is, we need to face the reality of our existence, because then only truly then can we live a free life. There was a particular writer that I've been reading about, and he was a monk, and his name was Thomas Merton. A wonderful man in his thoughts and thinking about humanity and about himself. He shared about himself because he was coming to grips with humanity of himself, but so much what he shared about humanity in the world, people. And he was such a great writer that what he wrote down spoke to people. He was a monk where when you go in, you don't talk. A closed order. They don't talk when they have meals. They have a little bit of sign language, like, or something like pass the salt or different things, but they're not supposed to talk. But his senior abbot above him said, you have a gift of writing, of sharing. I need you to write it down. So he wrote books after books after books on life, on stuff, on thoughts, on humanity. And so in many ways, he was sharing his true self, his true thoughts, his everything that he was talking to God about, he was sharing on his pages. He was journaling. He was writing his story, his thoughts. And so he actually knew his true self more because the journaling over the years, he was journeying with God and journeying with himself and coming face to face with his true reality. So maybe if you've got nobody to talk to, write it down. Write it down as if you're talking to God about it. And then see what God might say back to you, because that's intimacy, that's prayer, relating, conversation. But it's got to be two-way. You don't just write down everything and don't allow God to speak to you. That's why we read the scriptures, because God often speaks to us through scriptures, through the word of God. It's living and active. It breathes life. God, you're asking God some questions. You might open up the Bible and there's something that is the answer to what you're asking God about. You might have some thoughts that God has put within you. Someone might say something to you just in your normal everyday life, down at, you know, the service station when you're putting petrol in the car. Someone says something and it's God speaking to you through them, helping you in your life. We need to face the reality of our existence so we can be truly free. True friendship and community only occurs when we share with others. We share our strengths, we share our weaknesses. Now, of course, you be careful who you share it with, because some people, you know, don't keep it a secret, don't respect your sharing. And like I said, if you don't have anyone to share, write it, journal it, share it with God. The real depths of my human brokenness and weakness and sinfulness started to reveal itself to me. This is what Thomas Merton wrote. When he started thinking and processing and writing about himself, he said he saw the weakness, he saw the brokenness and the sinfulness within him, but he also saw his strengths, his abilities, the gifts God's given him. So it wasn't all just one-sided. He came to know his true self more. But he also said that all of this weakness in his humanity revealed itself to him that it wasn't a source of despair, but was a source of hope. Once I was able to truly confess my most profound dependence on others and on God, I came in touch with my true self, and then a real community, a real true relationship can develop. When I'm honest with myself, I can be honest with God and accept God's love and forgiveness and guidance, because nothing's hidden. Nothing was hidden anyway. God already knew, but nothing has been hidden. Intimacy can occur greater, better, more, because I know myself. Sometimes we have to dare to be fools for Christ, so we can, it's like a self-emptying of ourselves, so that we can actually experience God more, know that he loves us through and through no matter what. God wants us to love ourselves, to know ourselves. He says, love others as you love yourself. He tells us that. Love the Lord your God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love others as you love yourself. So you need to love yourself. You need to accept yourself. You need to know who you truly are. Then you can love others. And only it's God's love that reveals us to us. us to be honest, because it's knowing that God will love us no matter what, no matter what I might find out, no matter what might be revealed to me. God's love is supreme, unchanging, always there for me, 100%. And that gives me confidence to explore myself and to give myself totally to God in my prayer, in my discussion, in my journaling, in my sharing. We need to find our true selves. In many ways, our whole journey of life, we are revealed to ourselves, and then God reveals himself to us if we are open and accepting, because again, it's always the free choice. So I want to encourage you, if you don't have anyone to share with, your life, what you're doing, what's happening, it could be past things, it could be what's happening, your hopes into the future. If you've got no one to share with, share it with God. Write it down. Paint it. Write a poem. Do whatever you do, how you express yourself. And you will find contentment and peace knowing who you are in Christ. I hope that encourages you to not look back, to not, you know, sort of hide yourself, not to look down, not to be embarrassed by who you are, but to know who you truly are, and in God you are loved. And he draws us to perfection, draws us to be the best we can be, how he created us right from the beginning, how he dreamed about us, how he loves us. And know that you are loved exactly how you are. We'll see you again next time.